You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100. It's your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Just, I don't know.
That's one of those ones.
Does that just mean we're horses'
it
asses?
It just felt right to put that in there.
Okay, fine. We are the stallions of the morning.
A couple studs, right?
So since we call this feature Odds and Ends, it's only appropriate that we're talking about one of your ends.
I know, and I plugged in Baby Got Back. See, it's all coming together right now. It's all coming together. I got a phone call yesterday, like at nooner, and it was the insurance department of my GI doctor, and she just left a really long rambling message, and then at the very end I caught, "So when you come in, bring a check for $2,000. Huh? Whoa. Pump the booty brakes. So I had to call them back, and they're like, "Yeah, you know, you're not 50 yet, so your insurance doesn't cover the scoping that you're going to be getting done,
what?
Your preventative scoping on Friday." I was like, "What? I don't think so."
Huh.
Because I had already touched base with my insurance provider before I even made the appointment. They're like, "You can do it any time. You can be 10 with our coverage. And as long as it's preventative, it's covered." So then I had to call insurance, go through the whole rigmarole with that. Then I had to conference call with the GI doctor and my insurance and have them duke it out. Well, I just sat there as third party. I'm like, "Can you guys just do this on your own? Why do I have to be here?" But yes, thank goodness, Dom. $0 coming out of my pocket to get a very, very thorough cleansing in the next day or so, 2 days. I was like, "Man, $2,000? What?"
Yeah.
So I'm luckily I don't have to cover that. Thank goodness. And, you know, although it is the thing where I'm sure after going through all of this, I'll go in and get the procedure, and then a week or two later, I'll still get the bill in the mail. They'll still have screwed something up.
It's a coding issue.
Right. You'll have to go back and have people try to fix things.
Yep. So that was that yesterday. And then I just kind of went over my instructions on everything that I've got to do on Thursday evening, and had a couple friends send me text messages as far as moral support and things that I need to purchase beforehand and things that I need to keep on hand, like extra pairs of underpants, just in case. So I don't know. A couple of these people have had very bad experiences, apparently.
I was like you, and I was concerned about all this stuff, and you hear certain stories, and then you go through it, and you're like, "It's not a big deal."
It's
one of those most overblown things, if you'll pardon kind of a pun there. All you really need is good reading material. That's all you need.
That's it.
Or a movie.
Yeah. Prop up the iPad.
And tell your family good night.
Just apologize in advance.
Close the door. Go in there with your iPad. Watch a movie, and a few hours later, you'll be done.
Hopefully your legs don't fall asleep.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm actually kind of excited for it just because of the whole cleansing factor. It's going to feel good to get all that gunk and build up out of there, I think.
You get that last week's tri-tip out of there.
That's right. A couple chicken wings. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, that's going on in my life. What's your medical stuff?
I'm supposed to get my annual physical. It's been a year. And if I want to get my Lipitor renewed, that's, you know, I don't have horrible cholesterol, so I take a very small dose of this generic of Lipitor, and my cholesterol is actually in really good shape and everything. But they just won't renew it until I get my, you know, physical again.
Sure.
I was like, all right,
blood
that's
work
fine.
And all that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was funny because I was on the phone yesterday with the doctor's office, and she said, "All right, we always do our physicals in the morning." And I said, "Well, I can't do it in the morning." I said, "Can you do like 1 o'clock? That's when I can get there." She goes, "Well, the problem with that is that we're going to be doing your lab work and you're going to have to fast." And I said, I know that. I've done this before. She's like, "Well, most people, they can't handle fasting for that, you know, till noon." And I go, "You got to be kidding me. People don't have the willpower to eat something like at 8 o'clock the night before, and then they can't survive if they don't eat again until 1 o'clock the next day."
You'll
I
be
said, "Are
fine.
You kidding?" She goes, I don't think I could do it. And I go, oh, my God. Have we reached this point in America that if people don't eat every 3 hours, they fall apart?
Well, my thing on Thursday, I mean, Thursday morning, I get up at 3:30 in the morning to come in here. I cannot eat for all of Thursday.
Yeah.
So I will be without food from 3:30 in the morning on Thursday all day, all night. And then, you know, Friday, the procedure is at noon, so I won't even have lunch. I won't eat until like 2 probably or 3.
Right.
Like, I'm going a day and a half without eating.
It's not a day and a half. You'll go about...
pretty much.
You'll go like 22 hours
it's
or
more than that. Starting at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, I see.
Going all the way to 3:30 in the morning, there's 24 hours.
Oh, that's funny.
And then, yeah, so it's, yeah, I'm going to be hangry.
So you've got it a little bit more challenging.
I
but
do.
For me,
but for
she
you,
was like,
you can I do said, that standing well, on your head.
I know. I told her, I said, I've done a lot of intermittent fasting. I can go 18 hours if I want without, you know,
yeah,
batting
you're
it
like,
on.
I got this.
And she said, a lot of people just can't do that. And that made me sad for America that we can't go more than a few hours without
food,
jamming food into our face.
We love food.
I That's said, true. I'll see you at 1 o'clock. She's like, okay.
Okay, it's your funeral. Oh, gosh.
And she said my insurance company needs to call her, too.
It's a disaster. It's the coding, Dom. It's the coding.